Hey everyone, I thought I'd do a little audio boo, an IR related audio boo, kind of based on a question that that my friend Ken Tony, or is it Ken Tooney? Hey Ken, is it Ken Tony or Ken Tooney? I never have quite figured that out. But in any case, Ken had asked me actually about exposure compensations with his IR converted camera, and it's something that I've been meaning to talk about before and just never did. Basically, you're going to have to play it by ear. And everything I'm going to talk about is based on Nikon cameras and the Nikon matrix metering system because that's what I know. But the matrix metering mode in a Nikon camera basically takes a look at the scene that you're getting ready to shoot and compares it to a database of thousands upon thousands, tens of thousands of images that are stored in a database within the camera. It then takes that into account to when it to compute what the proper exposure is going to be. Now, what you need to keep in mind is one, all of those images that are captured in the database in the camera that it's using to compare against are all regular visible light images. And what your camera is trying to do when you're using matrix metering mode with a converted camera is it's trying to use visible light, the visible light that it can see, to actually make that determination. Well, now the problem is we're shooting in a little bit different spectrum of light when we're shooting IR, and that's going to behave a little differently on the sensor. So what that typically means is you're going to have to dial in some exposure compensation one way or the other. I've found that very rarely does just having a zero exposure or a zero compensation. I tend to actually get usually a little bit underexposed images, but that depends a lot on the scene I'm shooting. If I'm shooting something with a heavy green foliage that reflects an awful lot of IR light, I may end up getting some overexposure that way, and I'll need to dial in some negative underexposure. So the tip that I would give for this is when you go out to start shooting a scene with an IR camera, take a test shot. Chimp the image, look on your LCD and look at the histogram. Compensate like you would. You always hear the phrase shoot to the right, meaning getting your histogram to get over and start touching the right side of its boundary. But really pay attention to that when you're doing this with IR. Make sure that you have a good, complete histogram there, and you're not overexposing on the right or underexposing on the left. And again, as you're doing it more and more, you'll kind of get a feel for it, and you'll know what to kind of dial in by nature. It's a little counterintuitive to what you're used to shooting with your standard non-IR converted camera. But a little bit of experience and it will start to make sense. But even after all the time that I've been shooting IR, I still really always chimp that first image and then tweak my exposure compensation based on what I see on that histogram. So I hope that's a helpful tip and enjoy the 4th of July day off tomorrow, and we will talk to you again soon.